This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Bangladesh, the International Crimes Tribunal has convicted former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina of crimes against humanity. Local media reported that the tribunal pronounced the death sentence for the former Prime Minister in a months-long trial. Earlier, the three-judge panel headed by Justice Muhammad Ghulam Murtaza Mazumdar confirmed the verdict date as security has been stepped up across Dhaka. Additional forces from the Border Guard Bangladesh, Rapid Action Battalion and the Army have been deployed around the tribunal premises. The charges against Hasina originate from the student-led uprising of July-August last year, during which prosecutors alleged the then Awami League government carried out a violent suppression of protesters. Along with Hasina, the tribunal is trying former Home Minister Sadruzzaman Khan Kamal and ex-police chief Chaudhry Abdullah Al-Mamoon, who has since turned state witness. Hasina and Kamal are being tried in absentia after fleeing the country in the wake of the unrest. Al-Mamoon, who remains in custody, has reportedly given detailed testimony describing how alleged directives from top officials were executed. In Saudi Arabia, 42 Indian Umrah pilgrims have been killed after a passenger bus carrying them from Mecca to Medina collided with a diesel tanker early this morning. According to preliminary reports, the incident occurred around 1:30 a.m. Indian time at a location identified as Mufrihat. The group was returning from Mecca after completing their rituals and was en route to Medina at the time of the accident. The Consulate General of India in Jeddah has issued helpline numbers in view of the tragic bus accident. In a social media post, the consulate informed that a 24/7 control room has been set up in the premises. The helpline numbers are 800-244-0003, 012-261-4093, 012-661-4276, 055-612-2301. I repeat the helpline numbers, 800-244-0003, 012-261-4093, 012-661-4276, and 055-612-2301. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed sadness at the loss of lives, including Indian nationals, in Medina accident. In Bihar, the state cabinet under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today recommended dissolving the cabinet of the outgoing NDA government. The recommendation was made to dissolve the current government's cabinet from the 19th of November. After the last cabinet meeting of the present government, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar visited Raj Bhavan and handed over a letter to Governor Arif Mohammad Khan conveying the cabinet's decision to dissolve it. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, is gearing up for an intense year with 7 more launches planned before the financial year ends, including a commercial communication satellite and several PSLV and GSLV missions. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan, in an interview, has confirmed government approval for Chandrayaan-4, a lunar sample return mission, and progress on LUPEX, the joint polar exploration project with Japan. Indian public sector oil companies have signed a one-year deal to import liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, from the United States. In a social media post, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said the companies will import around 2.2 million tons per annum of LPG, which will be sourced from the U.S. Gulf Coast. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology today announced the second tranche of Electronic Component Manufacturing Scheme, ECMS, in New Delhi today. Under the second tranche, 17 applications have been approved with an outlay of over 7,000 crore rupees. On the occasion, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav handed over the approval letter to representatives of the companies. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions to prevail over Chhattisgarh, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand, Rajasthan and Vidarbh today. Heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal is also predicted for today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.